out with friends over the weekend recently, and there we were like exchanging pictures on our phone, like showing pictures on our phone of like the family and stuff like that. And they showed a photo of like their family. I was like, oh, that's a framer. Put that one up. And then it was something they said after that that made me like, And I thought I would toss it out here as almost a normal or nope sort of scenario. Okay?
Okay.
So it was, I would never. And I was like, you would never what? I don't hang family pics in the house because it's narcissistic.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, okay, aggressive much. I'm going to need you to back down.
Dang.
I just said that that was a framer and that was one that you should hang up. And then you're all coming at me with, I would never. Anyone who hangs photos, family photos, is narcissistic.
Yeah, they just called you a narcissist.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. And it was just like, you know, we all live in the house. We know what each other's looked like. You know, the it's weird to go into people's houses and see pictures of them.
I have a ton of pictures. Like our entire upstairs hallway are like some framed, some of our favorite beach pictures from like we got professional photos taken on a beach when the kid and some of our favorite photos. And I framed a bunch of them and put them in the hallway upstairs. We have a gigantic like framed picture when our daughter was a baby. Like we had this like photo session done with the family after we did professional pictures when both the kids were born. And we've got a bunch of those framed and hanging around the house. I guess I must be a gigantic narcissist. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these are family memories. They're like, those are amazing pictures. Yeah. We want to see them.
And that's kind of my argument. It was like, well, don't you want to like remember
their memories,
things that you've done and places you've been and things you've experienced together as a family? Like,
how is that different than like photo albums?
Well,
you just put them on the wall.
Yeah. On the wall. Well, and I said, okay, so I have the screensaver on my television in our main living room.
Narcissist.
It just scrolls through our photo album that we did of Italy.
Raging narcissist.
Right, exactly. And the response was, it's borderline.
Borderline?
I went like, borderline?
It's Italy. It's Italy.
I know. So I think you and I are both saying the same thing, are both thinking that, no, this ain't normal to think that. But does anybody?
It's normal to put pictures of your family on the walls or frame them on the shelf.
Right. But does anybody consider family pictures like hanging on a wall in your house to be narcissist? And you know, that's like being very ego driven, very, you know, only thinking about yourself sort of mentality.
I will say this. There is one picture done that I thought, oh, there's no way I could like keep that or display it. Like our wedding photographer, he's really good about like he does. One of the things he does is he can turn one of his photos to look at like a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that with one of my bridal sessions. Like I went and got a bunch of pictures taken, just me and my dress. And he did this amazing portrait of me and it's gigantic. He had it put up in this ornate frame and it was sitting at the foot of the staircase at the Brown Theater when I was there to get ready for my wedding. And I was like, wow.
Okay. So
it was really, it was gigantic. Like if he thought about giving that to me, there's no way it wouldn't fit on a wall.
So how big a picture would then be cause to say, well, like if
that's a little much.
Yeah, exactly. So is it the size of the photo that matters?
Well, apparently not to your friend. If it's just on the wall, framed, narcissistic. But I would say if it is like, if it's gigantic, if it's maybe the size of a big TV. Maybe.
Now, I could see where maybe boudoir photos.
Oh, no, that we are, don't display those.
That are taken, that you're very proud of.
Yes, but no, those are meant for a specific set of eyes.
That you have those displayed in your house somewhere.
Yeah, no, that is, no, I don't, no one needs to see that.
I could see where that maybe could be considered, you know, a bit like narcissistic, but
we had like an engagement picture framed, and then the matting around it, we had people sign, for, you know, from the wedding. We display that because, again, memories.
Yeah, see, I think that would fall under the narcissistic category.
I'm a raging narcissist.
Well, apparently I am too. So, anyways, I thought that, and I was like, wow, mind blown. I never even considered that as even a thing. And so now I'm like, I was like, well, what photos do you have up? And they're like pictures that I've taken of like scenery and stuff. Right. Exactly. Interesting.
But what happens if you're looking real cute that day?
I know, right?
Remember it.
You want to preserve it and remember it. Well, apparently that's just good enough for your phone and not enough to frame and put on your wall. All right. So, we're going to say that is not normal.
That is not normal to be called a narcissist for framing photos of your family and putting them on the wall of the shelf.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we could all come to an agreement on that.
Yes.
Because I was feeling some sort of way.
I'm feeling attacked.